Hey, good morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast, a programming effort of the Church at Las Vegas to proclaim that God is good, His grace is amazing, His love is available, and the power of the good news about Jesus is real and can and does change our lives.
Vegas, this is John Racine with the Church at Las Vegas, and again, we're glad that you have chosen to tune in this morning and listen to this broadcast. You know, a lot of times we hear about judging and judgment, and sometimes people think that Christians are some of the most judgmental people on the face of the earth, and that all Christians do is go around and judge people and look down their noses at people and just think they're all high and righteous and mighty. And, you know, that's pretty sad that the world would think that of God's people. And yet at the same time, sometimes God's people overreact to that and quit making right judgments. And so this morning we're going to take a look at this whole matter of judging and judgment. And hopefully it'll give you some guidelines this morning that can help you in this matter. You know, one of the most popular scriptures, it seems like, from scripture, even from the mouths of those who don't believe it, whether they realize it or not, they like to quote Matthew chapter 7 and verse 1 that says, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged." Now, that's where they stop. They don't continue on, but sometimes you hear that a lot. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. And that is a true statement, but what it's talking about there is the wrong kind of judgments, or a judgment that's hypocritical. And it goes on to say in verse 2, "For in the same way you judge others, you too will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." So I want you to see that the balance in this is that there's nothing wrong with making judgment calls or judgments. You know, we make hundreds of judgment calls every day about people, about the way people act, about the way they talk, about the way they dress, about the way they drive, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that we make judgments on. And the Bible doesn't condemn or prohibit judging, but it does say, listen, if you're going to judge, you better be careful how you judge, because in the same way you judge, you too will be judged. And of course, a lot of the judgment calls that are made just purely from external circumstances. And that's really about the only way that we can judge things, is based on our limited experience and understanding and the things that are available to us. You know, over in 1 Samuel chapter 16, when the Lord told Samuel to go and anoint a new king of Israel, he went to Jesse in Bethlehem and asked him to bring all of his sons before him. And verse 6 says, of 1 Samuel 16, verse 6, "When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, 'Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord.' But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.'" And so even though only God knows exactly every facet of everything that happens and the motives and the intentions, the heart behind all those things, He still expects us to make judgment calls. And in John chapter 7, in fact, Jesus, as He was arguing with the crowd and some of the Pharisees and religious teachers, you know, they were upset at him for healing a man on the Sabbath. And he was saying, listen, you guys, you wouldn't prohibit a baby from being circumcised on the eighth day if it fell on the Sabbath. Why are you getting all upset and judging me for healing a man, healing his whole body on the Sabbath? And he said, stop judging and make a right judgment instead. Stop looking at things just from your completely limited experience and making wrong judgment calls. He said, stop judging by mere appearances, but make a right judgment instead. And so we want to talk this morning about how we can do that. How can we make right judgments? Judgments that are right and fair and just as far as it depends on us, as far as we can. And so before we do that, we want to listen to our first song this morning. And this is a song by Casting Crowns called If We Ever Needed You. We're back after listening to Casting Crowns in that song, If We Ever Needed You. And certainly that's something always to keep in mind when we're especially talking about this subject of judgment, that we all need God. We need His grace. We need His mercy. We need His patience. We need to have spiritual discernment from God. And so Let's talk about how we can make right judgments this morning. Number one, probably the most important way that we can make right judgments is scripturally. Scripturally. In other words, we believe that the Bible is the Word of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and starting in verse 14, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14, Paul wrote to Timothy and he wrote to him and said, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy or childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." And then verse 16 says, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." You see, we need to judge scripturally because the scripture is the Word of God. It's from God. It tells us God's heart and God's understanding and feelings about whatever it is that we're looking into. And so we need to judge scripturally. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, he's talking about in verse 3 that it's God's will that you should be sanctified. In other words, holy, set apart. And it says that you should avoid sexual immorality. And then we're going to skip down to verse 7. It says in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 7, "For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, he who rejects this instruction does not reject man, but God, who gives you his Holy Spirit." So if people reject the Word of God or they reject Scripture, they're not rejecting you, they're not rejecting man, but they're really rejecting God, the Word of God. And so, you know, anything that we make judgments on to the very best of our ability needs to come from Scripture. Does Scripture say anything about this? Does Scripture condemn it? Is it something that God hates? Is it something that God disapproves of? You know, those are things that we too can make judgments on. The Bible very clearly states that all liars will have their place in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. And so who wants to be a liar? God clearly condemns that. God clearly condemns sexual immorality. God clearly condemns murder and so many things that God hates, greed and idolatry. And so when we make judgments based on Scripture, we're making a godly judgment. Now, we've got to be careful as we do that, because Ephesians 4:15 says that we need to speak the truth in love. In other words, it's not just pronouncing it with arrogance or with the idea that, boy, you're going to get it and God's going to punish you. It's really when we speak the truth, yes, we need to help people understand God's wrath and God's judgment, but we need to do it in love so that they can understand God better, and hopefully through our judgment, sharing that with them from the Word of God, they will repent and turn. And that's with whoever we happen to be dealing with. So how can we make right judgments? Number one, scripturally. Number two, we need to pray that God will give us good discernment and judgment. Over in 1 Kings chapter 3, in 1 Kings chapter 3, Solomon has been crowned king, and he has gone to offer sacrifices to the Lord. And that night in a dream, God said, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." And Solomon answered, "You have shown great kindness to your servant, my father David, because he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart. You have continued him and given him a son to sit on his throne this very day. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David, but I am only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties. Your servant is here among the people you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to count or number. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours? And it says in verse 10 that the Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. And so we need to pray and we need to ask God for wisdom, that we would have good discernment in judgment, that we would be able to distinguish right from wrong, that we would be able to share the scripture, the word of God, in love, and that we would pray that people's hearts would be open and receptive when we do our best to make right judgments on whatever matter. We're not talking about specific things here so much this morning, but just how we can make right judgments. So scripturally, we need to pray and ask for God's discernment and judgment. All right, we're going to listen to our next song this morning. This is a song by Toby Mack called Speak Life. And you know, sometimes judgment calls and a rebuke or a correction, sometimes that's the thing that's going to save a person's life and turn them to Christ. So let's make sure we do that in the right way. Let's listen this morning.
Some days life feels perfect, other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing, we can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable, hope can live or die. So speak life. Other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. You say, raise your thoughts a little higher, use your words to inspire. Joy will fall like rain when you speak life with the things you say. Lift your head a little higher, spread the love like fire. Hope will fall like rain when you speak life with the words you say. So speak life.
Let's talk about our last two things this morning as far as making a right judgment. Number three, we need to judge impartially. We need to judge impartially. Over in Proverbs, in Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 23, the Bible says, to show partiality in judging is not good. So we need to make sure that we are not showing favoritism in the judgment calls that we make, that we're not treating people differently because of their male or female, or whether they're young or old, or color of their skin, or anything along those lines. We need to be impartial in our judgments and not make one judgment call toward one person or group of people and then another standard for somebody else. You know, over in James chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, James kind of dealt with this idea of favoritism. He says in James 2, 1, "My brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, 'Here's a good seat for you,' but say to the poor man, 'You stand there,' or 'Sit on the floor by my feet,' have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?" Okay, so clearly the Bible condemns partiality and favoritism. And in our judging, we need to make sure that we are not doing that. We need to judge fairly as best as we can and not partially, not showing favoritism. And then finally this morning, the last thing we want to take a look at is, before we start making all kinds of judgment calls, before we, you know, set ourselves up as we've got it all figured out and that we're right and that we know absolutely the heart of God and that we are so prepared to make pronouncements on everyone and everything, we better be careful and take a look at ourselves first. So back in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 3, Jesus said, "Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take that speck out of your eye,' when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." And so we've got to be careful to make judgment calls after we've looked at ourselves and make sure that we are following the word of God, that we are speaking the truth in love, that we have prayed and that we are using good discernment and judgment when we do those things, that we're not judging impartially, that we're behaving correctly, and that we've judged ourselves first before we start making pronouncements on others. And again, if we make judgments on others, we better be prepared to be judged by that same standard. For in the way you judge, you too will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So let's be a careful people, a people of God, the children of God, that make right judgment calls. Let's listen to our last song this morning. This is a song called "Children of God" by Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Who are the treasured and the prized? Who is the apple of God's eye? Who is? We are, we are, we are.
Well, we've run out of time again this Sunday morning, and so please, we wanted to just encourage you to keep seeking after God and making right judgments as you go through life. Please come and visit us at the Church at Las Vegas. We'd love to meet you and find out more about you in person. We meet together at 3388 South Decatur Boulevard, right in between Spring Mountain and Desert Inn, on Sunday mornings at 10:30, on Sunday evenings at 6, and Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we have a Bible study and prayer meeting. We just so want to encourage you to learn the Word of God and to have fellowship with God and to fill your life with His fullness. You know, this world can be pretty bleak and dreary sometimes, but if you'll set your heart and your mind on God and pursue Him, then you'll find Him and you'll find all the answers and fulfillment in life that you're desperately seeking. And so, thanks for listening this morning. Be children of God this week and keep standing on the solid rock, the rock that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.